In recent years, conservation funding in Florida has been cut by 97.5%. Now, a coalition of volunteers is busy collecting signatures across the state in an attempt to get funding back. The citizens and environmental groups behind this petition drive will need about 1 million signatures if the measure known as Florida's Water and Land Legacy Amendment is to make it to the 2014 ballot. Florida scrub jays swoop out of the palmettos from all directions, snatching peanuts from Vince Lamb's outstretched hand. Lamb's involved with Brevard County's Environmentally Endangered Lands Program. Here at Cruikshank Sanctuary, he monitors populations of these birds with some help.
My grandson has been out here many times, helping me get the band colors. His eyes are better than mine, and he really enjoys the experience.
He says this area is one of Brevard County's conservation success stories.
When they first started managing the property, there were really, I think, no scrub jays living here. There were some on adjacent property, but none here. The scrub jays, we now have more than 30 here, something like 7 or 8 families of scrub jays.
Lamb says more than half the county's protected lands were bought with matching funds from Florida Forever. This state conservation program was launched by Governor Bob Martinez. It went on to share bipartisan support for years, but current Governor Rick Scott has called the program special interest spending, disabling it with deep budget cuts. At a time when land prices are low, there are still a couple million acres on Florida Forever's statewide priority list. Many on the list are scrublands like Cruikshank Sanctuary. They're especially vulnerable to development because they're high and dry, perfect for building on. Florida's Water and Land Legacy Amendment could shore up funding before development resurges, so volunteers are trying to gather as much public support as possible for the measure. Today, Stephen Carrion is collecting signatures at Winter Park Farmers Market. He pulls up in a little white car with a bumper sticker that reads, "I Slow for Manatees." Carrion, originally from Columbia, has lived here for 12 years. He's a UCF student, double majoring in biology and environmental studies. He learned about the campaign at a summer assembly and brought over a field organizer to UCF to train him and other students on petition gathering.
So everyone knows why they're here.
Jason Brady, Central Florida field organizer for the campaign. He tells volunteers since this is a grassroots effort, it's going to take a lot of work from them. That's because they'll be doing almost all the petition gathering, so speed is crucial. But, he adds, people are going to have questions. You hope they want to know a little something before they sign. And the first question you're always going to get, where's the money come from?
Very good logical question to have.
There's an existing tax in Florida called a documentary stamp tax. It's levied on documents that transfer property interest. This tax revenue was being used for years to fund preservation program Florida Forever, but is now being diverted to the state's general revenue.
So the idea is that it's not a new tax. I think that's always comes up. And then we're actually trying to go back to how conservation issues were funded over the past 20 or 30 years.
Back at the farmer's market, volunteer petition gatherer Stephen Carrion encounters a man who doesn't want to give his name, but says, "We already pay too many taxes." Carrion explains the measure is not a new tax, plus...
Like 60% of voters are needed to actually get this on the Florida Constitution.
The man's reply, "We need less government, period." Carrion thanks him for his time and moves on. He has several more opportunities to put what he learned at the volunteer training into practice. Don't take a no personally.
I'm a UCF student. I'm volunteering with the Florida Water and Land Legacy Campaign.
We are not from here.
We're not from here, so
okay.
We can't help you.
Okay, well, enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm a UCF...
No, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a UCF student. I'm volunteering with the...
I'm coming to help this lady.
But there are some yeses, too, for Carrion. Orlando residents Jim DeSantis and Jen Rhodes say they enjoy the outdoors, hiking, mountain bike riding. Jim's just signed the petition. Jen's filling one out now. I ask her why she's signing it.
I am in big favor of protecting natural resources, the environment, having clean drinking water. So this looks like to be a good measure to put in place.
If the campaign can get enough signatures from people like Jim and Jen to get the measure on the 2014 ballot, phase two will take effect, educating the public before they head to the polls to vote.
It's going to take an awfully good communication program beyond getting the signatures. It's going to take a good communication program to let people know why this is important.
Vince Lamb says part of that effort is getting people outdoors to appreciate what could be lost without funding. He hopes Natural Florida can continue to be preserved. for his grandson.
So that he will continue to enjoy the outdoor experience. I'm sure there'll be some species that are extinct by the time he reaches my age that he's seen now.
He says once people up north can sell their houses, rapid growth will resume in Florida.
We need to fill in some more pieces on the conservation land. But that's the only way that the kids of today and their children are going to have the same experiences that we did growing up of seeing wild Florida with wildlife. And Florida is a beautiful place that it can be naturally.
For WFIT, I'm Michelle Walker.